major scale from everything that I could tell, but yet they were loaded for war.
Right, and I think that, you know, there are the obvious problems when we see the weapons, but the uniforms matter. When police officers are wearing camouflage, it sends a very clear message to the community that they're supposed to be serving. It also affects the mindset of the police officer himself. The idea that, you know, when we take domestic police officers and we train them like soldiers and we give them military gear and we dress them up like soldiers and we tell them they're fighting a war, war on crime or a war on terror, they're going to start to see themselves as soldiers. And that's just a mindset that's not that really isn't appropriate for domestic policing. And I think you saw that in the way that they responded to protest, not just in Ferguson, but also, you know, a lot of the crackdowns on the Occupy protesters, on the crackdowns at the political conventions over the years. I mean, this has become our default response to protest in the U.S. And it's something that's, you know, I think very antagonistic toward the very idea of free speech and the First Amendment.